Probably. Well, I'm just so sick of you reprobating everyone.
What's what? First of all, I don't remember reprobate being a verb. Okay. Last time I checked, reprobate's a noun or an adjective. Okay. Noun, adjective. Thank you for that applause. All right. And here's the thing. Hey, last time I checked, it's a noun and adjective. But you know what? I got a verb for you. I got a verb for you for reprobate. It's called reject.
Yeah.
What does reprobate mean?
Rejected.
Folks, what does reprobate mean? Reprobate means reject. Reject. So the verb is reject. And let me tell you something. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep rejecting people. You know what I mean? When somebody denies the Trinity, I'm going to reject them.
Amen.
When someone teaches that Christians are going to go to hell, even if they're saved, I'm going to reject them.
Amen.
When someone denies the blood of Jesus Christ, like John MacArthur, I'm going to reject them.
Amen.
When someone teaches that you can take the mark of the beast and still be saved, like Kent Hovind and John MacArthur, I am going to reject them.
Amen.
I'm going to you reprobated them. You got it right. I rejected them because they're rejects. I'm going to reject what God rejects. Well, what if they're actually really saved? So what? I want to know when I got the power to send people to hell. Because people, you're putting people in hell.
Pastor Anderson is putting everybody in hell.
You know that, you know, I'm 39 years old. I've been in the ministry for 15 years. I still haven't put anybody in hell. I wish I had that power. I wish I had the power to put, you know, somebody in hell right now. You know, I'd put Joe Biden in hell. Amen? Pedophile. I'd put all kinds of people in hell. I don't have the power to put anyone in hell, folks. I can never send anyone to hell. If I get up and say, so-and-so is not saved, it's not like the Holy Spirit's like, see ya, sucka. If I say that somebody's not saved, they're still saved, if they really are. But let me explain something to you. When someone gets church disciplined, according to Matthew 16, they're to be unto us as a heathen and as a publican. What does that mean?
Amen.
Treat them as if they're unsaved. Is anybody home? How dare you treat them like a publican? They got church disciplined. How dare you treat them like a heathen man? They got thrown out of the church. They're a heathen unto me. If they're really saved, good. Hey, you know what? I hope I get to heaven and way more people are saved than I think. I hope so.
Yeah.
Who hopes the same thing? Hey, I hope I get to heaven and it turns out that God set the bar on what you have to believe way lower than we think. I would love to get to heaven and just see it filled with Methodists and Presbyterians and Catholics and Pentecostals. I'd love it. I'd love it, friend. I don't know how strict God is. But I'll tell you one thing. I know what the Bible says, and I think it's going to be surprising how many people are not in heaven when we get there. That's what I've always heard growing up as an independent fundamental Baptist. People always said, hey, we're not going to be necessarily surprised by who is up there. We're going to be pretty surprised by who's not there. And I'm sure in some cases we'll be surprised by both.
Yeah.